Now, in the studio, our first guest today is probably one of the nicest people in the world, and I can openly say that we're friends. I'm a good mate, and it's just naturally happened, hasn't it, Josh? We're talking about Josh Pitterman, who's a singer actor, and he's an aria chart topper with an amazing album, which we're going to play a couple of tracks. And I reckon, and hello, Josh.
Hi, David. How are you, mate?
Very well, thank you. Very well. And of course, you've just finished an amazing season with the Carol King musical, which is called?
Yeah, Beautiful.
Yep.
And I've had a pretty beautiful time since then. It wrapped up last year. And then I feel like I've been like to Europe 3 times since. It's partially for work and partially not, but it's had a really nice time since. And then, you know, obviously about to go on tour with songs from this album, so that's really cool too.
And what was it like, you know, like, because you did this album with John Foreman,
yep.
And you travelled overseas to record it with what country?
Prague, Philharmonic.
That's right. And tell our listeners what sort of music you've chosen on this album.
Yeah, so I'm a classical singer by trade, by training, and have found my way into doing a lot of musical theatre. But I started my career with the Ten Tenors back in 2008-09, and they're just on a tour at the moment. They were just in Melbourne last week. And so I wanted to go back to my roots, sort of, but I mean, I don't know. There's no vision of the studio now. I don't really look like, you know, your typical classical singer. I love pop and rock stuff. And so what I wanted to do was bring, to be honest, I just want to be a frontman of a rock band, but I can't sing like that. So I wanted to bring in some of those types of songs, flip them orchestrally, or, you know, with language. So I've done a John Farnham track, I've done a Radiohead track, Iris track, Goo Goo Dolls track. What else is on there? John Legend, Christina Perry, Christina Aguilera.
Right.
And I've reorchestrated them with the Prague Philharmonic Orchestra, and Foreman had a lot to do with that because he's a boss, and sung them in Italian and Spanish, and some have remained in English. And it was sort of a really wacky idea that people seem to really like.
Yeah, and you couldn't really go out on tour with it when it was released, because that's when you're in the Carol King musical.
Yeah.
So here you are out on the road with it. So let's have a taste of it. We're playing the Radiohead track Creep.
Yep.
Tell us why you chose that one.
Because I am a creep and I am a weirdo.
Oh, boom,
and
boom.
What the hell am I doing here?
This is Josh Pitterman singing Creep by Radiohead. But what language?
In Italian. And to the listeners, it's actually, I changed the whole story of it. It's actually called Ad Ogni Costo, with the tune of Creep. So Ad Ogni Costo, at any cost. So it's a very Italian story about falling in love with a woman and she treats you like dirt and you go back to her at any cost.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Guarda che lo so, che gli occhi che hai non son sinceri, sinceri mai, neanche quando ti svegli. Tanto lo stesso, soffro anche spesso, ma sono qui a dirtelo, voglio restare insieme a te. Che lo so, mi tradirai, io ti conosco, sono qui amo dirtelo voglio restare insieme a te che hai non son sinceri sinceri mai ma sono qui come a dirtelo
You're on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine. Wow. Wow.
Josh Pitterman, you're like in fine voice there.
Yeah, that was, that's a really cool song to do. I'm so glad I did that song. I don't get to listen to, like, I don't really listen to the album very much. I just sort of.
Well, you asked us to turn it up when the, you know, like the.
Well, that, like, yeah. When the strings come in at. I get really excited. But I haven't listened to that song in a while. So it's. That's super cool.
It's an amazing sort of a version of it too, and I think that it is. It's a great way to do the instrumentals and
I sort of feel like I'm not sure whether people listen to it and sort of think it's sort of kitsch and funny to do it that way, or they listen to it seriously, and I sort of don't really care either way as long as you're getting some sort of enjoyment out of it, because it's an amazing song, like Radiohead of. Like it's an incredible song, and it's such a vulnerable song as well. The original story of the song. He's really exposing himself in that, and not just lyrically, but melodically too. Like there's something about it that is really really bares his chest in that song. And so I just wanted to make sure that doing it, and even with the change of story with the Italian lyrics, it still did that. And I feel like it has. I felt pretty bare and open doing the recording here.
Now, we normally start off with the person's background. We jump totally in and just started talking about your music, which is fine. For those people that don't know you, and wow, how can't they know you? You're becoming so well known in Australia. But where did it all start? When did you know you had the voice and you wanted to be a performer?
I think I knew I wanted to do it in year 12. I was, I got into it really late. Like I wanted to play, footy and tennis. Yep. And like I was pretty jockey growing up. But I always felt a little bit different, a little bit outcasty, but in casty. Like I was sort of friends with everyone at school.
Well, that's your personality though,
yeah.
Isn't it?
And I never felt like a jock. I auditioned for the school musical back in like year 11, thanks to the director of the musical, a guy called Dawson Hand, and I was just moonwalking in the school cafeteria and being a schmuck, and he said, oh, that could be really useful, end up doing Fame, and then the following year did Jesus Christ Superstar, and just that whole process of it, I was like,
Who did you play?
Judas.
Oh, okay.
Not well. not very well. I couldn't really sing very well. I could scream a bit. But I just loved it so much. And, like, yeah, anyone who sort of went to high school with me or went to uni early on with me, I ended up studying musical theatre at Ballarat, and thankfully they went with someone who wasn't particularly talented but extremely passionate and hardworking. Anyone who was around me that time would know that that is a fact, that I was probably the worst male singer in the course when it started.
No, seriously,
I was just not a singer at all. I just wanted to do this so much. I think I listened to an Anthony Warlow CD in Year 12,
yeah,
and listened to him sing like "This Is the Moment" and "Music of the Night" and you know, all those sort of show tune classics, and I was like this is sort of what I want to do. And I look back on it and it was madness, because I hadn't come from a background like all the kids at uni who'd been doing this for years. I just really wanted it, and I understood that sports mentality of diligence and working very, very hard. And for a long time, I think in the start of my career, I got work because I had worked so hard. I had formed a technique as a singer. You know, I played a bit of piano when I was between 5 and 10, so I had a bit of music in me, but I developed a technique that could get me through. But I don't feel like I became an artist until late 20s, even into my 30s. I just had, it was work ethic and technique from practice. I was doing the 10,000 hours when maybe some people were doing the 1,000 hours. And that was really it.
And that's really important, you know, like, because you have to do that, don't you, to be a true performer. And you know, like, it's not that simple. You know, everyone thinks you just walk into it. It's not like that.
It's like the iceberg theory. Do you know that theory of listeners out there, where people just see what's on the top of the iceberg and they really don't see what's underneath. Mm. And they go, oh, you're so talented. Oh, you're so gifted. You got this God-given gift. Well, it's actual crap. Like, I don't think I have a God-given gift. I've just worked my tuchus off for years and years and years and years.
Yep.
And I'm so passionate. I love this so much that I can't think of doing anything else that would fill my heart up more than this.
Well, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
So you did the 10 tenors and you toured the world a little bit with them.
Yeah, for 18 months.
Wow.
I reckon that is like
grounding.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yep. You know, you learn so much. There's older guys in the group who really, you know, teach you the lay of the land and teach you how to be a tenor. You know, and you have that sort of power of numbers, where maybe if, you know, you go to sing the end of Nessun Dorma, and you know, cracks a little bit, your voice cracks a little bit, you're sort of outnumbered by the power of all the other guys who haven't cracked, and you're that sort of, you know, working it out, and that certainly happened to me a few times. I hope there's some desk recordings of that, because I was just sort of green. That's the best way to describe it.
And so when did the musical theatre side of it came along?
So after I finished with the 10 tenors, I've always been a bit of a risk taker, and I finished because I knew West Side Story was coming to Australia. So this was sort of end of 2009. And, you know, they knew they were looking for someone who was sort of under 25, who was a tenor. And I would, you know, had thought about playing that role so many times at uni, and the dream of doing that. And look, I just took the risk and left the group on the hope that I would have a successful audition for it, and it ended up going really, really well.
What role?
Tony. Yeah.
Wow.
So 2010, 2011 Australian production tour, I got to play that, and that was my, you know, first foray into a lead role in musical theatre.
Yep.
And once again, like, I sort of look back on all these things and I'm you know, just crazily grateful for it, because they taught me a lot and exposed me to things probably before I was ready for it. But really, I was shit scared a lot of this time. Like, you know, I was very nervous young performer, and maybe a bit enigmatic would be the best words, I reckon, in that tour. Like, I loved it so much, but I didn't know how to give my best performance 8 times a week and was very hard on myself for not being able to perform at the best of my ability 8 times a week. That, you know, if you saw it, sometimes, you know, I would just have this incredible show, and sometimes I'd have a dog of a show, and sometimes in a show I'd sing Something's Coming, you know, really well, and Maria like a dog, and some days Something's Coming like a dog. And oh, I say that, that...
Wouldn't that happen to a lot of artists?
I think so, but I couldn't grasp the difficulty of not... of perfectionism.
Yeah.
And I was, and you know, that made me tense, and that made me uptight and quite stiff, I think, as a performer. And, you know, as I've progressed through my career and done various other things, I've learnt to just be kinder to myself about all of that. And in the process of doing that, probably do much better work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm a lot more attuned with myself and relaxed about all of that. I certainly set high standards for myself, but yeah. I don't beat myself up like I did back then.
And it's so good now that you've got this moment in time, because you've got a production company show coming up later in the year in Ragtime. Which I saw you sing one of the tracks from that at the launch earlier in the year. I did a beautiful job of it.
Yeah, and that's a great show.
Oh, it's an amazing show.
And it's never been to Australia as a professional production and sadly never been, but also... awesome that I get to be a part of the first one.
Yeah.
And special show.
And so you're taking your album show on the road for just 3 cities.
Yeah.
And you're finishing up here in Melbourne. So you're in Sydney on the 8th of June.
Yeah.
Brisbane on the 20th. And but before that, after that, the 22nd of June here in Melbourne at the Alex Theatre in St Kilda. But you're giving a bit of a preview of that tonight, aren't you? You're singing a couple of songs at Saints on Sunday, which is at the Saint Hotel on Fitzroy Street in St Kilda tonight.
Tonight, what time am I on? Because it didn't take much to pull my arm.
Exactly.
You literally asked me at the Terracotta Warriors opening at National Gallery Victoria, and I'm like, sure, of course I'll do that for you. Of course.
Just said yes, and don't worry about the details.
Don't worry about them later. You'll be on at 7:30.
And so that will pull me away from my obvious other love, because the Bulldogs are playing the Eagles. I'm a big Bulldogs fan. Okay. So I'll have that on the phone or something, and then get up there and smash out a Nessun Dorma.
So, you know, what can people expect at your show that's going to be at the Alex later in June?
I've made it really clear that I want it to be an intimate night. And when I say intimate, not in that sort of like, it's an intimate evening or something. I want it to be a really authentic sort of night where I really expose myself and talk about the things that I believe in, the things that I really value as a human. It's really not a chance for me to talk, like give you my CV of all the shows I've done and all of that. I just think that's whatever. You can go to Google if you really want to look that up. But I want to talk about what's happening in the world, what I think the world
and a little personal story.
And some anecdotes along the way. And obviously sing some songs from some shows that I've been in, but sing some stuff from the album, and then sing some stuff that people have really been asking me to sing and that really want to hear me sing. So I get people slide into my DMs on Instagram and they go, oh, I really want to hear you sing Time to Say Goodbye or something like that, an Andrea Bocelli classic or The Prayer. And so I had an opportunity to sing on the morning show last week, so we did Time to Say Goodbye. That's so that people can stop complaining that I haven't got that on the album.
And I also saw you sing I think it was your Instagram, it was a ladies' lunch or something like that this last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, I wanted to sing Here's to the Ladies Who Lunch, like a Patti LuPone company number, and make it really camp, but I don't think that was going to go down very well. So I actually sung what I'm going to sing tonight, which is Music of the Night, because I've been busy over in London auditioning for Phantom of the Opera.
Whoa.
For Phantom. And so I've that song's sort of in my body now. So, yes, I'll sing that. And after I had this incredible opportunity, thanks to John Foreman, to sing Nessun Dorma at the Opera House for the Australia Day Live concert.
Oh, that's right,
And so that song... that was sort of a 10-10 song to me, has really changed its place in my heart and what that song means to me. So I'll sing that as well.
Right.
So I'll sing those two tonight. Brilliant. I'll sing them at the ladies' lunch.
So tonight at the St Hotel on Fitzroy Street in St Kilda, and it's free. So
it's free,
you come along tonight, but Josh Peterman's own show at the Alex Theatre on the 22nd of June, and that's in St Kilda as well. On
that's
Fitzroy
it, yeah,
Street.
Literally across the road.
Across the road, yeah. So a little preview tonight and your full show. Josh, thank you so much for coming in. We love having you in.
Thank you, David. Thanks.
Sorry, Josh, just very quickly, those shows that you're doing the tour of, to get tickets, just Google...
Oh, you go through Josh Peterman with 1T .com or everything's there. So there's a show at 2 PM and a show at 8 PM at the Alex on Saturday the 22nd.
Right, and also those people in Sydney and Brisbane that might be listening to the show.
Brizzy on the 20th, and then Sydney at the Eternity Playhouse next Saturday, the 8th of June, which
8th
is
of June.
Super close.
Brilliant. Thanks so much for popping in today. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Josh.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Oh, let's go out on another song with Josh, hey?
I think we should. Yeah, okay. That's a great idea, David. This is a Wicked Game.
Chris Isaac.
Pitamine.
Senza di te non vedo più cieli blu. Senza di te il sole non brilla più. Mai mi aspettavo di amare una donna così. Mai mi aspettavo di avere paura. Sai quanta melanconia, ma sai quanta melanconia per te. Per mille notti sai. Mille giorni ormai non faccio altro che pensare fisso a te. Per mille notti tu non mi rispondi. melancholia.